No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The moves have already started around the NBA, and one trade actually has implications on the Chicago Bulls and their future assets. We're going to talk a little bit about that, plus the latest that we have on the draft intel for the Chicago Bulls only a little while before the draft. We're going to talk about all that, plus a player picks up his team option that y'all know I don't like. We're going to get to all that and more on today's Chicago Bulls Central.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go and get into this content for today, y'all. And we're going to talk off about the move that happened yesterday. It does have a little bit of implications for the Chicago Bulls. Maybe not a huge one, but we shall see. The Boston Celtics have traded Drew Holiday to the Portland Trail Blazers for Anthony Simons and 2 second-round picks. Now, this is a move that really does feel like the type of move that was unexpected, right? I think this considers when you look at the teams that a lot of people had pegged as teams that could make a move for Drew Holiday, there were teams more so that were already playoff teams, especially some teams that had lost their point guard as well, like Dallas Mavericks were mentioned as a potential suitor for Drew Holiday, things like that. And the question now is that now that Anthony Simons is now officially out of Portland, a move that had been talked about a lot, that a lot of people expected to happen last year around the trade deadline, what does this mean for Portland? This does mean that the Portland Trailblazers, it likely looks like they are making a go for the playoffs here. Now, this is something that was said in the offseason, is that the Portland Trailblazers were going to be trying to make moves here with the goal of making the playoffs being in mind. That was what they were going to be trying to do here. And so now that they have now acquired Drew Holiday, who, yeah, is on the downside of his career, I do think that it's safe, it's fair to say that he's taken a little bit of a step back over the last couple of years, just not quite himself. He's still a very productive point guard in this league. He only averaged 11 points per game, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, basically, on 43% shooting from the field. But Drew Holiday is still a very good defensive player. Again, not the defensive player of the year type player that he was before, but he is still a really good defensive player. And so now the question is that what's his role going to be in Portland? Is he going to be starting in the backcourt with Shaedon Sharpe, while Scoot Henderson still kind of figures his way out around the league? We know they have Tamani Kamara, who really is showing himself to be a really good defensive player. Denny Advia, who took a big step up last year as well, right? And so this is going to be a tough team. You got Donovan Klingon, who, showed himself to be a starting caliber center last year. And the Portland Trailblazers aren't done necessarily yet, right? This is a team that a lot of pundits around the league expected the Portland Trailblazers to be very active last year at the trade deadline. Now, they pushed this down to this, and maybe that's because they wanted to see exactly where this team was going to sit at and give themselves an opportunity. They won 36 games last year. Let's be clear there. And while that still puts them last year as finishing as the 12th seed, but let's be clear, they were only three games behind potentially being in that play-in scenario. And so there are going to be a lot of teams around that area that we're going to try to see what they do, right? The Dallas Mavericks now with Cooper Flagg, they were the 10th seed last year. You expect them to be better. The Sacramento Kings are reportedly looking for draft picks rather than prioritizing trying to get players in. So they're trying to move off of players to get a player to get into the first round in this draft. So that's there. The Memphis Grizzlies just traded Desmond Bane. You know, while they got a decent deal back in that case, we're going to see what they look like. So, you know, the Phoenix Suns as well, they made a trade. So the Portland Trailblazers, though, could be in the mix of at least the play-in next year. And that's, of course, with growth and development. With that, I still have a number of teams ahead of them in the Western Conference before I'm ready to say that they're a clear playoff team. But with that said now, does that mean that the Bulls can get that first round pick that's owed by the Portland Trailblazers? Keep in mind, the Trailblazers' protections on their pick is very simple. It's top 14 protected, meaning so the Trailblazers have to make the playoffs for us to get that pick. And it is protected until 2028. At that point, it goes away. So we still have three more years of kind of waiting until to see what that pick is going to end up being for the Bulls. But I do think that this clearly puts the Portland Trailblazers on that path that they are trying to move up the Western Conference and make the playoffs. Now, does that happen this year? We shall see. Keep in mind, it's the playoffs, not the play-in. So if they make the play-in and get eliminated in the first game or whatever, we don't get the pick. But it does put them on that path where you're looking at them and saying, hey, with some growth and development here, are we looking at this team being a playoff team in the Western Conference within the next 3 years? Because if so, then that means the Bulls have an additional first-round pick coming. And they don't necessarily have to wait on that. If they are making and talking deals with teams, and now with the Portland Trailblazers clearly kind of being on that path to where you can wink and see it a little bit, that means that could even be something that they include in trade packages, like if they want to get back into the first round of this draft or something like that. So keep a lookout on that one. Keep a lookout on that one, man. I do think that this does mean that they are pushing for the playoffs there. And so, whenever that does happen, if it does happen between now and 2028, we'll see if the Bulls can get that pick. But let me know what you guys think on that down below. Now, we did drop an emergency episode yesterday. I didn't do it as a live stream just because I was tired and I wanted to do it as a pre-record. But we have some new draft intel all around, right? And, you know, we'll be doing this until the actual draft, catching up on what some of the conversation is around some of these guys. So it started off with Casey Johnson yesterday saying that, in what he's heard, the two most common names that he's heard around the Chicago Bulls are Juan Berenguer and Colin Murray Boyles. Those are the two names that he is hearing the most around the Chicago Bulls right now. Juan Berenguer is a player that the Bulls did bring in for a workout over the last couple of days. Tremendous upside player, shot blocking ability, rim running ability, lob threat, athleticism. That's crazy, right? For Juan Berenguer. And that was the player that the Bulls brought in. Now, Noah Essigneau is one that Casey Johnson also mentioned, and that's another player with tremendous upside that a lot of Bulls fans have also been bringing up too. So, you know, we're starting to hear those things, right? And I think that when you look at those three players, right, the two that Casey Johnson said that he's heard most commonly, and I misspoke, it was Colin Murray Boyles and Noah Essigneau were the two that he heard the most around the Bulls, with Juan Berenguer being somebody that the Bulls recently worked out, right? And so he's popping up on some mocks for the Bulls too. Colin Murray Boyles is a player we've talked a lot about. His defensive ability, all that type of thing. I do think he's going to have a struggle offensively in the NBA to start off with. Like I said, assists and turnovers, same exact amount. It's hard to be an offensive hub when you do those type of things, where people use the Draymond Green comparison. But like I said in last night's episode, is that the Bulls are in such flux with their roster that it's hard to really just speak on just fit with this Bulls team because of how many things are kind of going around right now. But to say the least is that, you know, there's a lot of new draft intel on that. So, you know, if the Bulls really are considering Colin Murray Boyles or Noah Essigneau to come here to the Chicago Bulls team, that's a great thing, right? I look at both those players as they bring different things. Noah's more of the upside pick that still definitely has talent that he can contribute now. He's going to have to put on some weight. Colin Murray Boyles is defense. And if he can truly play the four at the next level, you're then moving Modest to the three, which I still have my concerns about with Modest in the shot profile that he showed last year, but hopefully he's ready to extend that. And maybe that's your 3-4 for the future. And if that's the case, cool, great. We'll see what happens in that one. But there are also other names that are also popping up for the Chicago Bulls as well when it comes down to him. So for this, we're using a combination of a lot of other things that are going on. Sam Vecci's, draft comparison that he has going around, the latest mock and draft intel as well from Jeremy Wu of ESPN. So it's a combination of all those things. If you guys want to kind of go and look at this when it comes down to it. So of course, Behringer is in there, raw prospects, amazing physical gifts, 6'11", 230 pounds, 7'5" wingspan. While a lot of people have made the comparison to Joakim Noah to Asa Newell, I can easily see Behringer being the player that fits that Joakim Noah mold. And that means out into him figuring out his mid-range game as he goes into his NBA career. I see that. He's very raw. Like Noah came in, you know, as far as for being in college as long as he was a little bit more polished product, even though he didn't play a lot his rookie year. But I look at Behringer here as the player that really can kind of fit that mold. I think he can guard multiple positions with his length, combination of size and speed as well. He's going to shape up to be that multi-positional defender, that switchable defender that the Bulls really do need with the bigs, with Kobe White and Josh Giddey being your backcourt. So that's something that's coming in there as well. But also a name that's popped up as well is Thomas Sorber. Now, Thomas Sorber is one that we've talked a lot about, right? 7'6" wingspan. Only 6'9", though, very high basketball IQ, really good passer, over 2 blocks per game, really good on-ball defense without fouling. But you guys already know, Thomas Sorber is somebody that I've talked a lot about here because he is one of my favorite prospects for the Bulls, absolutely, at number 12. And I think he can do a lot of what the Bulls need. Now, he doesn't bring everything, but I think he brings a lot of what the Bulls need as well. Now, Derrick Queen and Danny Wolf. Danny Wolf, somebody that popped up that the Bulls did work out. And we've talked about Danny Wolf. Offensively, he brings just about everything you need. Better passer, though. I do think he's more active defensively than what Vooch has ever have been. He has a similar offensive kind of makeup to Vooch while being a better passer and those type of things. And I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at Danny Wolf in that case. Derrick Queen is somebody that Casey Johnson likes. And Casey Johnson talks a lot about the fact that he likes Derrick Queen. He talks glowingly about Derrick Queen and the offense that he can bring, how that compare with what they have here. But it seems like the Bulls, though, are a team that's not necessarily as in on Derrick Queen, and that, you know, they don't really have him high on their board, if on their board at all. Now, this one comes.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Comes from Giovanni, who says this. Coward is one of the highest risers of this year's pre-draft process and is reportedly getting a long look from the Bulls, as well as the Suns and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, that's the latest that we've heard on that. We talked about that a little bit over the weekend, that the Bulls did have their eyes on Cedric Coward. Doesn't mean that they're going to draft Cedric Coward. It just means that he may have their interest. I do think Cedric fits the kind of mold of the players the Bulls have drafted, that AK has drafted. It still has upside, even though he's a little bit older of a prospect for sure. But you got guys that are in similar modes to like a Drake Powell and things like that. But I think a lot of teams are eyeing Cedric Howard. Now, with the Suns now picking at number 10, do they take him before he even gets a chance to go to the Bulls? That's the question there. I also think that the Thunder are a team that I think could be very interested in that. People have compared Cedric Howard, the comps have started shifting to now people comparing him to like Kawhi Leonard, which is crazy, right? But hey, we'll see what happens when it comes down to that one. And then you have Jimmy Wu's draft board where he has Dimon and Kasperis Jokiciūnas listed as players that the Bulls could go after. And I have thoughts on that. I made these very clear. I think in regards to Igor Dimon and Kasperis in different ways, I think both these guys are very similar players to Josh Giddey. And if the Bulls were willing to move off of Josh Giddey after seeing what he did last year and wanted somebody who can replicate that, it would make a little bit more sense. Igor is a guard. He's a guard. People keep trying to squint their eyes and make him a small forward. He is a guard. Kasperis is definitely a point guard, right? And so because of that, it's like, I don't know what's happening here. I do get it. And people say things like, I'm really interested to see what having two really high, smart IQ passers in Igor and Josh Giddey can look like on the court together. Yeah, cool. But who's going to score? Right? Like, Kobe is a really good scorer. Make no mistake about it. But, you know, he still has his limitations. He's not a catch-and-shoot player. He's not a jump shot player. Like, he's not most effective in jump shooting. Now, when he gets a chance to set and has a set shot, yeah, amazing. He can do a lot of great things when it comes down to that. But that's not where his strengths have been as of yet. And definitely Modest Bouzelis as well. He's still learning off ball to shoot the ball effectively. He's not a catch and shoot player yet. Like, I could see that lineup working if you're going to go those two guys, especially because they have size, right? But it just it doesn't make the most seamless basketball as people are thinking. But again, like I said, fit is a relative thing, and having conversations around this specific Bulls team just because of how much is still up in air about what the roster is going to look like. But it seems like the day before the draft, that there's a lot of kind of thought process on exactly what the Bulls are still going to do. And that's fine. Like, the Bulls shouldn't be showing their hands at this point in time. They just shouldn't be showing their hands. And we should see what the Bulls do. But it seems like this close to the draft is when you start really getting a feeling of exactly what teams are kind of going to look like. What are they looking at? What are the most likely things? And I've said this before, NBADraft.net, my favorite mock draft to really look at, their draft that they do 1 to 2 days before the draft, go and look at it. Don't just take my word for it. Go and check it. They're as close to being spot on as you're probably going to find. Nobody's ever 100%, right? Because of moves and teams could reach or whatever else. But they are usually very, 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 very close, right? They just updated their mock draft at 1 a.m. today. And they have the Chicago Bulls taking Asa Newell. They also have Carter Bryant and Noah Essigenyou going one pick before and one pick after where the Chicago Bulls pick as well. They also have the San Antonio Spurs taking Cedric Howard when it looks at that, when it comes down to that. So look out for those things, man. I think that this is going to be a draft where it could get very interesting very quick. They have the Minnesota Timberwolves getting Derrick Queen at number 17, which would be amazing pickup for them. They have them getting Colin Murray-Boyles at number 16 for the Memphis Grizzlies. So that's kind of my preferred draft. Again, I'm not saying that they are even 100% because nobody is. And the Bulls have a lot of different avenues that they can go. I still think that it's unlikely that the Bulls get involved in a big trade, right? I think the biggest chance that they had to be the third team in a trade was the Kevin Durant trade, but there are going to be some other teams looking to get under the second tax apron. There are going to be some other teams in movement around this draft, so they may have an opportunity to do that too. But I don't think the Bulls are going to get involved. I've said it before. I don't think this is going to be a major offseason of huge changes for the Bulls. A Vooch trade could come. It also could wait to the trade deadline. Alonzo move could come. It also could wait to the trade deadline, as some teams could look to load up Lonzo if he's healthy by the trade deadline, getting ready to go off for a playoff run, right? The Kobe White trade, that's another thing that came out with KC Johnson. He pointed out the fact that that the Bulls, as far as what he's hearing, there is no movement or desire to move Kobe White at this point in time internally from the Chicago Bulls. That plays into what we've heard with the Bulls turning down or passing up or just not accepting offers or really being engaged in the talks for Kobe with the Magic. So now we sit in this place right now where the Bulls are going to go into the draft, and it could be pretty straightforward. Could be pretty straightforward when it comes down to it. And we just got to watch out what happens here. But you know, a number of names being mentioned for the Bulls, and a number of names as well as big men that could still be on the board for the Chicago Bulls, even though we don't know. But if you're looking at probably the best big men around the place where the Bulls are going to draft, you're going to have your choice of Derrick Queen, right? One of these guys are going to be there. Derrick Queen, Thomas Sorber has a really good chance of being there. Danny Wolf is definitely going to be there. Juan Behringer, who we just talked about as well, is going to be there at that. And then Asa Newell, if you're going to count him as a big man, right? These are all guys that make sense with that 12th overall pick that are probably going to be on the board when the Bulls pick. I think one of those guys you have a chance to be off if the Suns do go center. Some have the Suns going point guard in this draft, which could then take off like a Kasperis Jakančiūnas or Igor Dimon off the board, right? So there's that option that's out there as well. But the Bulls shape up to have some pretty decent to damn outright good big men here on the board for the Chicago Bulls. And that's a nice mix of players as well. Like, Derrick Queen still, has, of course, has growth that he can do as all these players do. But you know that Derrick Queen is going to be able to put the ball on the floor. He's going to be tough. He's going to try to score tough in the inside. Thomas Sorber's the defensive-minded there. Danny Wolf is a player that can do it all offensively while providing some rim protection. And I do think he has some growth he can do defensively as well. And then you've got Behringer there, who is the player that is pure almost upside in this draft for the Chicago Bulls. I will say this. Could it be a reach if the Bulls do take him? I would look at it as one. But if he ends up working out with the rawness that they have there, they're willing to invest in him, it could end up being the best big man in this draft. I could completely see Behringer developing into being one of the best big men to come out of this draft. With what his floor already is as a shot blocker, rim protector, and rebounder, we've seen that happen. We've seen that's going to get him a place in the NBA. What he then adds to his game in a midi, right? How much can he learn post moves? Those type of things. Those all play a big role into who and what Behringer can become in the NBA. And so we'll see where the Bulls go with this, but I'm really invested in this. If you guys can't tell, we'll be live during the draft night so you guys can stay locked in and tuned in with us for that one. And we'll see what this Bulls team does in the draft. We shall see. Should be pretty damn exciting, to be honest with you. Should be pretty exciting, but we'll see what's going to happen here, man. But with that said, we did get one update on the Chicago Bulls free agent. Javon Bald-Headed Ho Carter picked up his over $6 million player option to stay with the Chicago Bulls next season. No surprise here. This should not be surprising to any Bulls fan. There's almost zero to no chance that he was not going to pick up that option because he's not going to get that out in the open market with how he was used and how he played sometimes with the Bulls. He did have some games where he looked really good at it. He was shooting, but he just wasn't what he was expected to be. So now that puts you having him on a one-year left deal with this team, and we got to see what the future is going to hold there. I will say this, that if the Bulls do get a part in a trade, right, whether they're the third team or whatever else, that $6.8 million, I believe, is what it is. That's perfectly to throw in as an expiring in some deals. So it's not that they can't move him, but he's not going to be the piece that they move, if that makes sense. He's going to be part of maybe salary matching or maybe a team that's looking to dump off salary, that type of thing, and the Bulls get something else back in that case. So we'll see what happens when it comes down to that. But Javon Carter picks up his option. He will be in a Bulls uniform theoretically next year unless the Bulls do something with trading him or something else. I doubt that they buy him out. There's just no point. I don't think that there's any point in them buying him out unless you get like to the trade deadline or buyout deadline. And then you have a player that got bought out that you want. The Bulls then could, you know, waive the rest of Javon Carter's contract and try to sign that guy out right then. So otherwise, everything's kind of shaped up for him to be in a Bulls uniform next year. But like I said, shouldn't be too much of a surprise with that. We kind of knew that Javon Carter was going to come back. One of the more disappointing signings that AK and Eversley have made to this Bulls team is Javon Carter, a player that you brought in at a time where you needed point of attack defense and three-point shooting at the point guard position, and he never really brought any of that the Bulls need at a high enough level or wasn't showing something in practice to really earn a higher role on this team. So just kind of is what it is when it comes down to that. But that's my time for today. I almost guarantee I'm going to drop another video at some point today. So stay in tune with us. Hit that subscribe button. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. You can follow us at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullscentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We're the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See red if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.